Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're beginning a new series on renewing the mind. I said yesterday, some of you may hear me say that and say, well, I don't need that. I know all about renewing my mind. I got that down. Gosh, the first year I was a Christian. I urge you not to do that because, sadly, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it means to have your mind renewed. And many people think their minds are renewed, but they don't fit the Bible definition of a renewed mind. We began yesterday with Paul's statement in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, where Christians are told to be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, so that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How much your mind is renewed should be shown and will be shown by how much the will of God is demonstrated in your life. How much peace do you have? How thankful are you? How good are you at walking in love, blessing your enemies, praying for those who despitefully use you, walking in humility, resisting fear, walking through the challenges of life in a way that shows the character of Christ? That's all the will of God. See, we think of the will of God as, where am I going to work? What house am I going to buy? Where should I go to school? I'm not saying those things aren't important, but, and we'll discuss this in more detail as well, but God is actually much more concerned that you are Christ-like in your character than he is with you having the right car. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. We're just sort of introducing this week. It's going to take us a few weeks to work through all this. We have misunderstood renewing the mind to mean simply acquiring some new information, memorizing some Bible verses, and making positive affirmations. But there's much more to it than that. It isn't just a question of adding some new information to what you already know. We made the point yesterday that our minds, before we were Christians, we had absolutely no access to God and his unseen kingdom, and our minds received all their information from a system at odds with God, namely this fallen world. Even if you were raised in a good Christian home, you still got input from this fallen world, and our minds put self above all else. A renewed mind has dealt with all that, has dealt with selfishness. Our thought processes in this world were shaped by the hurts and the emotional damage and misperceptions and prejudices life brought our way. So it isn't just adding information to all that. It's getting that stuff exposed and gone. But I'm getting way ahead of myself here. There's way more to it than that. Be transformed. That word transformed in the Greek is metamorpho. It's actually two words put together, the word change and the word form. That's what the word transformed means. It means to change form, to transfigure, to transform, or to change one's form. Are you familiar with the word metamorphosis, the English word? That's what a butterfly does, or a caterpillar. It crawls out on the end of a limb and then spins itself a little chrysalis and goes in there. And inside that chrysalis, a transformation or a metamorphosis takes place. And when it's completed, the little caterpillar who's been changed busts out of that chrysalis as a butterfly. It's the same little guy who went into the chrysalis, same guy, but he's been transformed. See, that's the idea here. Renewing, we're to be transformed or change our form, a metamorphosis, by the renewing of our mind. Renewing comes from a word that means renovation. It means to renew qualitatively. It is a renewing or a renovation that makes a person different than in the past. See, that's why I say it's more than just memorizing a few Bible verses or adding some information on top of what you already know. See, we all think we think right, but we don't. We don't. We, all of us, me included, we came into the kingdom with messed up thinking. We need to get that exposed and get it changed so we can demonstrate the will of God in our lives. To renew our minds means a renovation in our mind that makes us different. Let me read. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 2 out of the Amplified. I like the way the Amplified says this. But be ye transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitudes. That is really good. Think of the places in Scripture where it says things like, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What does that mean? It means to have the same kind of attitudes in your mind that Jesus had. Humility, love, wisdom. We'll get to all that. To renew your mind actually means to change your perception of reality and to bring your attitudes and your ideals or your viewpoint in line with God. See, God is all-knowing and he's omniscient. Omniscient means all-knowing. He sees and knows everything. I don't care how educated you are. You don't know everything. I like to use this example. I'm sitting in a room right now as I record. I don't care how well I know this room. There's wallpaper on the wall with flowers. If I know how many flowers are on the wall, how many leaves, if I know every crack in the ceiling, if I know how many stitches are in the curtains, how many nails are in the furniture, if I know every detail of this room, my view of reality is still limited because there's more to reality than just this room. There's a world outside this room. I don't care how well you know your environment. There's a whole invisible realm to which your five physical senses have no access. You can only contact that realm through the information given to us in the Word of God, the Bible. Reality is everything as God sees it. Reality is the way things really are. God has revealed his view of reality or ultimate truth in his book, the Bible. Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word, O God, is truth. That word truth means reality. To renew your mind means to change your perception of reality and bring your attitudes and your ideals or your viewpoint in line with God. We know how God thinks because he's written a book to show us how he thinks. God, who is omniscient or all-knowing, sees and knows everything. So reality, which is the way things really are, is everything as God sees it. And he's revealed his view of reality to us in his book. We use his word to renew our mind. You see, what you believe and how you act is based on your perception of reality. What you believe and how you act is based on your perception of reality. It's really not what you see in life that brings you, it's really not what you see in life that defeats you or brings you victory. It's how you see what you see. It's your perception of reality. Think about it. Two people can face the exact same situation and one person comes through it in great victory and the other person is completely overwhelmed by it. The same situation, same God backing both of them. What's the difference? It's their perception of reality. See, the Bible is filled with examples of people who face the same situations with very different results because their perceptions of reality were different. Those whose perception of reality was formed by God's word triumphed. Those whose perception was not, did not. We could do a whole lesson on this one, but in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, the children of Israel at the edge of the promised land, God had told them, this is your land. I promised it to your ancestor Abraham. We're here at the border. Go in and possess the land. I will fight your enemies for you. I've given it to you. It's a wonderful land. a mission, a reconnaissance mission of spies went into the land to check it out, came back with a report of formidable enemies, and all of Israel sided with the conclusions that these spies drew about what they saw. They said, the enemies are more than us. They're bigger than us. We look like grasshoppers. We cannot conquer this land because we can't defeat those enemies. Well, two of them, Joshua and Caleb, two spies said, oh, yes, we can. God is with us, and he will fight for us. We are well able to take this land. Out of all those people, only two men entered that land, Joshua and Caleb. Everybody else, the will of God, which was that they go into the land, settle and live there, the will of God didn't come to pass. It wasn't what they saw, because they all saw the same thing. It was their perception of reality. It's how they saw what they saw. Joshua and Caleb saw their situation according to what God said about it, according to reality as it truly is, and they were able to demonstrate the will of God in their lives. All the rest of Israel saw what they saw according to what they could see only, without taking God's view of reality into consideration, and they did not demonstrate the will of God in their lives. Now, we get more insight into why we must renew our mind if we understand the context of this verse here in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Present your bodies to God as a living sacrifice and be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Let me set it up because we're coming to the end here today. Paul wrote the whole letter to the Romans, and Romans chapter 1 through chapter 8, in those first 8 chapters, Paul didn't write in chapters, but he wrote all that information. He systematically explained God's plan of salvation by grace through faith, apart from keeping the law of Moses, and he ended up with a description of promises and provisions for those who put their faith in Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. Now, in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11, Paul took a side journey as he dealt with a question that might logically be raised at that point in his discussion. How can Christians be certain that God will keep his promises to them when it seems that he has not kept his promises to Israel? The nation of Israel as a whole rejected Jesus as Messiah and Savior and consequently did not receive the promise of salvation by faith. That's a whole other lesson discussion for another day. But the point for our discussion is this. In Romans 12, Paul gets back to the discussion. Romans 9, 10, and 11 are sort of a side journey. Romans 12, the context begins in Romans 8, which we'll talk about tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.